Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
That was good. Revelation 22, I'll let you remain seated. Look in verse number 12, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I'm interested in three words, the third, fourth, and fifth words of this verse. He says, I come quickly. And behold, I come quickly. Who is that? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's saying that I'm coming back, and I'm coming back quickly. Now, we've been looking at a series on the second coming of the Lord. We looked at the promise of His coming. And then Brother Tim dealt with the period of His coming. Tonight, I want to look at the purpose of His coming. Father, I love You tonight. I pray that over the next few minutes, Lord, that You'd illuminate our mind. I pray, God, that You'd preach us in power and unction and demonstration of the Holy Spirit of God. Thank You, Lord, for letting us be here. Thank You, God, for this place You allow us to worship. God, I pray that You would help us, Father, to ever reverence Your house and Your word and the position that You put us in. God, save that sinner closest to hell. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. As I talked to you, I said this, Brother Tim, when he preached for us, dealt with the period of His coming, the coming of the Lord. There'll be, in the days leading up to the coming of the Lord, there'll be religious deception, wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes. It'll be as it was in the days of Noah. There'll be hypocrisy, not enduring sound doctrine. There'll be lukewarm churches. And when we think about every bit of that, I believe that we can all agree that all of that is coming to pass right before us. And I mean what I'm fixing to say. I believe that the Lord could come back at any given moment. Dad was going to see one of his preacher friends today, Brother Grider, and I told Dad, I said, we may just all go up in the rapture together. And I really believe that the coming of the Lord is close. So he dealt with the period of His coming. I picked up after that and dealt with the promise of His coming. He made a promise that He was coming and He's coming back again. I don't know exactly when it's going to be, but He's coming. I believe it could be today. It may be tomorrow. It may be 40 years from now. I don't know, but I believe that He's coming. Why? Because He promised in the Scripture that He was coming. Matter of fact, He says right here, I come quickly. Tonight, I want to talk about this, the purpose of His coming. Have you ever thought about this? Why is Jesus coming back? Why? The purpose of His coming. He did promise us He was going to come back, but why is Jesus coming back? I want to give you some things tonight, and I've got six different things wrote down. If we get to all of them, we will, and if not, we'll just pick it up another night. But let's think about the purpose of His coming. Why is Jesus coming back? Again, He is coming back. Can I say that again? He is coming back. But why is He coming back? Well, number one, let me show you this tonight. The reason or the purpose or the why of Jesus coming back. Number one, I would say this, to redeem the Scripture. To redeem the Scripture. He said He was going to do it, so therefore, He's going to redeem the Scripture, and He's going to come back. Listen to what your Bible said, John 10:35. If He called them gods unto whom the Word of God came, and the Scripture cannot be broken. The Scripture cannot be broken. You know what He's saying right there? If I said it in My Word, then I will do it. Amen. Think about this, Psalms 138, verse number 2. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. You say, preacher, what's that got to do with anything? His word said he's coming. So the purpose of him coming back is simply this, to redeem the scripture. To redeem the scripture. What did the Bible say in Titus chapter 1 and verse number 2? In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. God that cannot lie. God did not lie when he said, I'm coming quickly. And can I say this? He's coming to redeem and fulfill what he said he was going to do in the Bible. Whenever you study the Word of God, you'll find that there is around 300 prophecies is the figure often cited by Christians and theologians of what he fulfilled in his first coming and in his second coming. Now think about this. When you look at it, there is a direct prediction and there is typology fulfillment. In other words, a type of Moses or the Passover lamb. But when you think about this, let's think about some of the Old Testament prophecies. He was to be born of a virgin according to Isaiah 7:14. Well, guess what? In Matthew chapter number 1, that is fulfilled. He was to be born in Bethlehem according to Micah chapter number 5. In Matthew chapter number 2, that is to be fulfilled. And he was to be born or from the line of David according to Jeremiah 23. And in Luke chapter number 3, he fulfills that. He's to be preceded by a messenger in Isaiah 40. And in Matthew chapter number 3, it's fulfilled. He's to enter Jerusalem on a donkey in Zechariah chapter number 9. Guess what? In Matthew chapter 21, it is fulfilled. He is to be betrayed for 30 pieces of silver in Zechariah chapter 11. In Matthew chapter number 26, it's to be fulfilled. His hands and his feet is to be pierced according to Psalms 22. And in John chapter number 20, it is fulfilled. There's to cast lots upon his clothing according to Psalms 22. And in John 19, it is fulfilled. His bones are not to be broken according to Psalms 34. And in John 19, guess what? It is fulfilled. Can I just say this? If he fulfilled all of that, I make you a solemn promise based on the authority of God's word. He will redeem the rest of the scripture and he will come again. Why is he coming? He's coming to redeem the scripture. Number two, why is he coming? Here's the reason he's coming. To resurrect the saints. Those that are already dead, to resurrect them. If Christ does not come back, all those who have died in the Lord will never have a resurrection day. Their spirit is with the Lord, but their bodies have been planted in the grave. Listen to what the Bible said in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, verse 13. It said this, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with them. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore? therefore comfort one another with these words. Why is Jesus coming back? To resurrect the saints. That's the reason he's coming back. Can I just say this in passing? I find it interesting that he doesn't refer to them as being dead, because we're not dead. If we are saved, we are alive in Christ. Our body may be dead, but our spirit is alive with him. And he says this: I promised you that I'm coming back, and I'm doing it, and here's the reason why: to resurrect the saints. Listen to what he said in 1 Corinthians 15. He said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Here's the reason he's coming back: to resurrect the saints. Can I say this? He's coming back to redeem the scriptures, to resurrect the saints. Why is he coming back? Well, here's the reason he's coming back. Watch this: to reward his servant. To reward his servants. After the Lord comes back, we will stand before him at the judgment seat to receive the rewards he has for his servants. Go even to 2 Corinthians if you want to. I don't have this marked. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. Let me read you a verse right here. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 10. Here's what the Bible says: for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive it the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or whether it be bad. Listen to what he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 12 says this: now if any build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet as by fire. In other words, we that are saved, whenever we stand before the Lord at the judgment seat, our works may burn up because they was of no good, but we will not burn up because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a judgment day coming. We're going to stand before the Lord. We're not going to give an account for our sin. Our sin is under the blood. Thank God for that. But we will give an account for what we've done for him, the way that we have applied the talents that he's given us and the abilities that we have to serve him. And he will reward us based off of our works. Now, let me say something. I should have put this in here. I didn't, for the sake of time. There's five crowns that we could possibly win. And the songwriter said this, and he was dead wrong whenever he said it: I'll put on a crown and walk around all over God's glory land. You'll not put on a crown and walk nowhere. We're not getting those crowns to put on our head. We're getting those crowns to lay back at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. After all he's done for us, after giving his life for us, after shedding his blood for us, after forgiving us of our sins and saving us from hell, the least thing we can do is do our part in the service of God. So one day when we stand before him, he can give us a crown that we can place back at his feet. Matter of fact, I don't have time to go into all this, but when you go to Revelations 19, you find him coming back. We're coming back with him. And the Bible said this, that he had many crowns. He had crowns. It's plural on him. Let me tell you where all those crowns come from. I personally believe they come from us laying them back at His feet. I want to serve Him. I want to be faithful to Him. I want to live for Him. I want to walk right. I want to talk right. I want to live right. Why? Because there is a great judgment day coming. He's coming back to reward His servants. Number wherever we're at, I would say this. I think it's four. Why is Jesus coming back? What's the purpose of Him coming back? I really like this one right here. To remove old Satan. He's coming back to get rid of the devil. Amen. I don't know about you, but I can't stand him. He's a liar and the father of it. He's pulled more people into hell. He's busting more homes up. He's got kids strung out on dope and everything else today. But thank God there is coming a day that the devil himself will bow at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ and will profess Him King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he'll be cast into hell. He's coming back to remove old Satan in Revelation 20. Satan is removed from the earth two times. In the first three verses, he is cast into the bottomless pit where he is shut up and sealed up for 1,000 years. But in verse number 7, he is loose for a little season. And then verse number 10, he will be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Thank God there is coming a day when we will not fuss, will not have to battle, will not have the temptation of old Satan anymore. Thank God he's coming to remove Satan. That's the reason he's coming. Well, here's why he's coming. Can I give you another one? To resurrect the sinner. Not just the saint, but the sinner. He's not coming just to resurrect the saved, but he will come to resurrect the sinner. In Revelation chapter number 20, the unsaved are resurrected and stand before Christ at the great white throne judgment. Many will argue their cases according to Matthew chapter number 7, but the Lord will supply. Or the Lord will simply refer them to the record book, which is the Bible and the book of life. Their name will not be found written there. The Bible even says this, that many shall say unto me on that day. Many shall say unto me on that day, Lord, 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 Lord. The problem is this, they waited until then to profess Him Lord. If you wait, oh, hear the preacher, if you wait until you're standing before Him to profess Him Lord of your life, it'll be too late. They was interested in a Savior, but they wasn't interested in a Lord. Everybody's interested in somebody that can get them out of trouble. But only a few are interested in somebody being Lord of their life. In other words, He dictates our life. We live our life according to Him because He's Lord and not just Savior. Many shall say unto me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied thy name? And in thy name done many wonderful works. And He shall say unto them on that day, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I tell you the reason He's coming back. It's because there's a lot of lost people that's died and it's in the ground, and He'll raise them up and they'll stand in His presence and they'll be underneath the judgment of an almighty God. I understand that they are in hell at this time. They'll be brought out and stood before God. And Spurgeon said this, hell will be a relief compared to standing in the presence of an angry God. Because at that moment, His wrath will be unleashed on the lost man that rejected him, and they'll be cast into hell for eternity. Well, he's coming to resurrect the sinner. Let me give you one more, can I? Is that okay? Why is Jesus coming back? Well, number six, here's the reason he's coming back: to rule as sovereign. He's coming back to rule as sovereign. You hear me and you hear me well. He will put his foot back on this earth and take over. I've been reading through my Bible with some of the kids, and I've been reading through some of the crucifixion on my own and studying some of it. Boy, I'm telling you something. They mocked the Lord Jesus Christ. If he saved others, let him save himself. Boy, they mocked him. They made fun of him. He stayed humble the biggest part of the time. When you see him becoming angry, it's down there with a bunch of fakes at the church house. That's when he become angry. It wasn't with that harlot in John chapter number 4 sitting at the well. It wasn't with that lady with an issue of blood that realized she needed some help. It was with that religious outfit down at the church house, turning it into something up beside a place to worship him. I'm going to tell you something, but when he comes back the next time, he'll come back, he'll set his foot down, and he will rule over this earth again. He's coming back to rule as sovereign one day. Let me give you something. In announcing the birth of Christ, Mary said this in Luke chapter number 1. She said this, the Bible said this: "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Whenever you go home, I want you to read Luke 1, 31 through 33 again. And I want you to underline or highlight the word "shout" or "shall." Each of these words carry a promise made to Mary by the angel. The first four promises were fulfilled literally when Jesus came the first time. And the last three will be fulfilled literally at his second coming. Think about this, Isaiah chapter number 9. Well, let me just back up and look. Let me just show you something. The first one shall conceive in his womb. It's been fulfilled. And bring forth a son. The second one was this: shall call his name Jesus. It's been fulfilled. The third one: shall be great. It's been fulfilled. And shall be called the Son of the Highest. It's been fulfilled. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father. It's going to be fulfilled. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. It's going to be fulfilled. And his kingdom there shall be no end. I'm telling you, it's going to be fulfilled. Think about this. Isaiah said this, chapter 9, verse 6. We read, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders." Think about this. "For unto us a child is born." This was fulfilled at Bethlehem. "Unto us a son is given." This was fulfilled at Calvary. "And the government shall be upon his shoulders." This was not fulfilled at his first coming. But he's fulfilled everything else. Everything else that they said was going to take place has taken place. And can I just serve some real good news to you? There's coming a day that the government will be upon his shoulder. It will be fulfilled. You say, "Preacher, what are you saying tonight?" I'm saying this: he's coming back. He's coming back. He's coming back. You say, why? Well, because the Bible said it. And that's enough. That's enough. Oh, but there's more than that. Thank God one day Satan's going to be bound. He's loose right now. I know he's running around right now. And can I just say this to you? He's not omnipresent, so be careful what you're saying out loud. There's a lot of things I don't pray out loud. You say, why do you not pray them out loud? I don't want the devil to know I'm battling them. I don't want the devil to know what's going through my mind. He don't. God does, but he don't. But thank God there's coming a day that we're not going to have to worry about old Satan anymore. Oh, yes. Why is he coming? I tell you the reason he's coming. He's coming to bring that lost person that died without him back into his presence to stand before him. And boy, it's going to be serious business that day when they stand before him. I tell you the reason he's coming. Here's the reason he's coming. They some that's already outrun me in this race. I was pretty good friends with. Oh, but thanks be unto God, Jesus is coming back to resurrect them from the ground, and I'm going to meet them in the, hallelujah, I'm going to meet them in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's why he's coming. I'll tell you the reason he's coming. He's coming so I can stand before him one day and bow at his feet and say, worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. Oh, yes, I tell you the reason he's coming back. He's going to set up rule, buddy. He's going to set up rule. You hear me and hear me well. He will rule the world one day. He's coming back. He's come. The purpose of the coming of the Lord. Now I want to ask you a question, not Miss Tanya comes to the piano. Are you ready? Are you ready? I'm glad to say I'm saved. There's still some things I'd like to get done. When it comes to salvation, I would say this. Yes, I'm ready. No doubt in my mind, I know I'm saved. Thank God I've been to Calvary. I remember the night that I got lost. Amen. I said, I remember the night I got lost. I remember the night that I realized that I was going to die. And I was going to go to a devil's hell. But thank God the Holy Ghost come to where I was at and showed me the blood of Jesus would give me access back to God. Oh, yes, yeah, salvation, I'm ready. Service, there's still some things I'd like to get done. And just to be real with you, there's still some things I'd like to get done. But you know what we ought to do tonight? Number one, if you're not saved, you ought to come get saved. Jesus may just come before we make it to the house. He may just come before we make it to the house. So if you're not saved, I encourage you to get saved. Number two, if you are saved, I want to ask you something. How's your service? How's your performance tonight? What are you doing? You say, preacher, I'm not working to get saved. No, I'm working because I am saved. I'm working because I am saved. I'm working because I am saved. How's your service tonight? Is there somebody you know that's not ready, that's not saved? What are you doing to get them ready? Have you told them about him today? Have you told them? Boy, may we be ready, and may we try to get others ready for the coming of the Lord.